is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Are you sure you don't want some Bliss?
No, I'm...
It's essential oil.
Yeah.
It'll do for you what it does to me.
Oh, that's... I don't need any of that.
It's a formulation by Dr. Norman Shealy. It's called Bliss. It's essential oils. And I apply it to my hands, just between my thumb and forefinger on each hand, just before the broadcast. And it puts a grin on my face absolutely instantly. And that's what it's supposed to do. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Today is Friday, May 18th, 2012. We're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. As you know, there are over 100 of us here at USAprepares.com. And today you're going to get a chance to meet another one of us. Our USAprepares.com Senior Safety and Tactical Instructor, Mike Ma, is the author of 6 books. 5 of them have been published. 1 has yet to be published. That's the one that's going to talk about who, what, when, where, why, and how, and name the names upon his death, which we are not looking forward to at all. We want him to live a long and happy and healthy and prosperous life. Mike Ma has trained SWAT teams. He's a martial artist. He is a practitioner of Hui Chi, the ancient art of Chinese medicine. He is a martial artist in the Tai Chi form. And so today's class is what it's like traveling with Mike Ma and negotiating for your life. And I'm absolutely serious. Mike Ma has the best tactics in the world for how to survive impossible situations where you're outgunned, outnumbered, outmaneuvered, and he is absolutely brilliant. You're going to get a real kick out of Mike Ma. It's a treat to have Mike Ma with us. Mike Ma comes up for the expos. He lives in Central America. And he comes up for the Get Prepared Expos. He's been at 3 of our expos. He is a hit. He is a keynote speaker. He has everyone's attention when he speaks. And when he comes up, he stays at the farm with us in Missouri. And he's been with us for several weeks now. And it's such a treat to have Mike with us. Welcome, Mike Ma.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me, Vincent.
Mike, you are such a blast. Let's talk about... Now, you used to train, let's introduce you as, so the class can really understand who you are. You are a Marine, you were in the Vietnam conflict, and can you talk about, a little bit about your experiences that helped shape who you are today, what you learned, and how did that affect who you are?
Well, I've lived and experienced all the stuff that I teach, so it's not stuff that sounds good. I mean, these are things that I have literally used and multiple times on some of the stuff, but it's human behavior. You know, I understand how people are going to behave when I do things, and this is how I'm able to get their minds off of hurting me and on to their own personal safety and security.
Mike, you have... You have 2 commandments. Some of us have 10 commandments, and you have 2 commandments. And one of the commandments that you have is make people happy.
Everybody around me. Make everyone around me happy and feeling good the best you can. Mm-hmm.
And the other commandment that you have is no one has the right to hurt anyone.
Especially me. No one has the right to hurt you, I believe, as an individual. And for me, I won't allow anyone to hurt me in any way at all. No way at all.
Or your friends.
Let's say again.
Or your friends.
Oh, yeah. No. When you're with me, we're a group, and I expect you to act a certain way, and you will. Everybody acts good when they're around me. Why? Because we're having fun. We're making people happy around us. And not like that. You get out of a lot of trouble just by having that kind of an attitude.
You're absolutely correct. And what I like to say about Mike is his style of how to negotiate for your life. Now, this may seem like only in a bad time would you use this. However, Mike applies this philosophy 24 hours a day. And it starts like this. You can think of it as it starts out with a smile. And it can end very badly with a bang. And here's the kind of things that happen. When I'm with Mike Ma, Mike Ma is just a couple years older than I am. I'm 60. And Mike and I could be walking to from the parking lot into a restaurant. And we can be walking side by side, neither one of us ahead of the other. But as we approach the entry door to the restaurant, Mike will pick up his pace and he will accelerate to the point where he is racing to get the door to open it for me. That is part of Mike Ma's philosophy of how to negotiate for your life. And and the funny thing is, we both do that because we're both racing for the door. And then it's like, no, you get, you know, I'll get it, no. And so we, you know, we debate over who's getting the door and and who's going to go through first. And it's very interesting. And that's a philosophy that Mike Ma has. So, Mike, let's talk about how we've got some time before the first break. Let's talk about what it's like when you're driving and you get involved in a, let's say, a sobriety checkpoint. How does that work? And how do you handle that?
Okay, well, for one thing, I really hate anybody to try to control my life at any level. Mm-hmm. And a traffic stop, in the United States, they have to stop everybody. So when they put up one of these stops, everybody stops. So I'll drive up, and then as I drive up, you know, they'll stop me, and then I politely ask them, you know, what are you stopping me for? And then they'll say, well, it's we're trying to make sure you haven't been drinking too much and stuff like that. And I say, oh, great. And then I'll start driving off, you know, and then they go, wait a minute. And then I'll stop, and, you know, the car will, you know, come to a jolt as I stop. And I say, well, what's going on? What's going on? And then they say, well, need to see your driver's license. And I'll say, well, so this is a driver's license stop, you know, and it just, you know, we just keep going from there, you know, and I'm ready to go. And I'm fumbling around looking for my driver's license, even though I know where everything is.
So you have your driver's license, you know exactly where it is, but you are taking your time trying to find it.
Yeah. Well, see, first, I had to convince them I wasn't drunk. Well, like I say, I don't drink, so.
So you thought that he meant this was a sobriety checkpoint.
That's what he told me. Yeah.
Right. So, since you weren't drinking, you're ready to go.
It doesn't apply to me, you know, so. And then with the license, I'm fumbling around with the license. See, they have this all figured out. They know it's going to be like 2.5 minutes for each stop, for each person they stop.
Yeah, not you, though.
But no. I'm kind of socially deprived, you know. So.
So you want to spend some time with them.
I want to spend some time with them. And so then, you know, I'm fumbling around looking for my driver's license as I'm talking to them and making a good day out of it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, eventually, they get tired of asking because they're looking for insurance, you know, and registration.
Do you know where your insurance card is?
No, but I'll find it here in just a couple, 2 or 3 minutes. All this time, you know, everybody behind me is getting irritable, you know, so.
But not at you. Because you're not causing the problem.
No.
The police are causing the problem.
It's the system. Yeah, it's the system. It's messing everything up. And so why would I want to make the system any smoother than I should? You know, if everybody did that, you know, even law enforcement wouldn't want to do the stops if it was so uninviting.
So if everybody were Mike Ma, the system would shut down.
Oh, the system would definitely shut down. The police wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
Yeah. So you take the risk of delaying and being confused or appearing to be confused, mm-hmm. but you provide everything that they demand lawfully.
Yes.
And but at your time, at your timetable.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you're not in a hurry, are you?
No, no hurry at all. And everybody behind me, well, they're going to be slowing down the system even more after I get done slowing them down.
you know, Mike, our son for Christmas one year wanted a countertop toaster oven. And you know our son. And I was looking for him, and I could not find one that I was happy with. And I checked the internet, and they all had these really crummy door hinges. So when you open this glass door, it looked like it would last maybe a couple weeks before it break. And I just refused to buy one. And so finally, I got it was getting closer toward the Christmas season, and I got an offer in the mail from J.C. Penney. And they said 50% off on certain appliances, and this happened to be one of them. So I went to the store, and I looked, and I thought, well, this really isn't that great of an appliance, but it might work. So it was $100 down to $50 if I used my J.C. Penney brand-new issued red credit card. And so I asked this the sales lady, and she was a senior citizen, and she put the item on the counter, and I gave her my credit card, and we swiped it, and everything was fine. And then she said, I need to see your ID. This is kind of like when the police stop you. And she asked to see my ID, and I said, well, no, I can't do that. And she said, oh, I just need to make sure, this is your card. And I said, oh, you think it's not my card? And she said, no, I don't think that, but I need to see your ID. And I said, well, no, I'm not going to produce identification to buy this toaster oven. So I decided that I just wasn't going to put up with it. Now, this is Christmas time, and the line is getting longer, just like, your traffic stop. And people are now kind of angling so they can hear what's going on. And they're getting kind of amused. They're not annoyed with me. They're kind of amused that here's a guy that is not complying with a clerk, a minimum wage clerk, who is demanding to see an identification. And, so she wanted my driver's license. And, this was at a mall. And I said, well, what makes you think I drove here? So now she's really confused because I was at a mall and I'm acting like maybe I don't even have a driver's license. So finally I said, no, I can't do that. So I said, what about, can I buy it with cash? And I, I'll tell you about the cash when we get back on the other side of this break. And so Mike Ma and I are two peas out of the same pod.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about the JCPenney credit card, that red credit card, and the clerk wanted me to produce my driver's license and prove, in fact, to her satisfaction, that that credit card was my credit card. And so I refused to do that, and I was really polite about it. But, you know, the character that would best describe me in public is Columbo. You remember the TV series Columbo? He was always confused, and that's Mike Ma. We are so confused when we're in public and we're asked to do things that we don't want to do. We automatically become confused, and it takes a long time to try to explain to us the way the system is designed to work. So I said to the clerk, you know, I might have an emergency $100 bill in my wallet, and if I use that, would that be acceptable to pay for this $50 item? And she said, no, that'd be fine. And I said, now, are you going to make me prove that $100 bill is mine? And she said, no. And I said, oh, okay, well, then I can do that. So I gave her the $100 bill. And she said, now, before, I want you to know that I have to check this and make sure it's real. And I said, well, that's okay. You can do that, and I'll wait while you do that. However, if you find out that it's not real, it's still mine. That doesn't mean you get to keep it because you think it's not real. So I just want you to know that if you determine that it's not real, it's mine. You're going to return it to me immediately. And she said, well, I'll have to call the manager. And I said, well, that's fine. You can do that. You can call the police and call the manager. You can do whatever you want, but it's still mine. And so she decided that that would be acceptable. And now the line is really long. I mean, I'm talking like 15, 20 people long. And so everybody's really interested. And the line is not a line anymore. It's actually where everybody can participate and watch what's going on.
Entertainment.
It was actually the best entertainment that I think that any of these people got, and the best education. So she took this pen out, and she puts a mark on that $100 bill, and she holds it up to the light, and she goes, "It's real." So she goes to the cash register and is giving me my change. And I said, whoa, wait just a minute. How do I know that the change that you are giving me is real? And she said, "You want me to check this?" And I said, "Absolutely. I have no idea where you got that from. I don't know if it's real." So she said, "Even the ones?" And I said, "Of course. How would I know they're real?" So she's checking every bill to my satisfaction now, and also the tokens, which you might call change. She's checked every one of these Federal Reserve notes to my satisfaction. I was satisfied that they were real. So here's the point. Mike Ma and I do the same thing. We slow the system down by making sure that it's equal on all sides. Right?
Yes.
Is that what we do?
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Mike, what else would you like to share with the class today?
I really enjoy your show. But the only way I can get it is on the internet.
Well, you live in Central America.
I live in Guatemala in Central America.
And by the way, you're Saturday, the meetup tonight, Friday night meetup, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter Corner, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri, every Friday night, 5:30, right after our afternoon broadcast class. Out of KWTO AM 560 Springfield, Missouri, we go to Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, and we have a meetup. And you're going to be the speaker. We have a seminar every Friday night. And are you going to be talking about negotiating for your life?
Yes, a lot of negotiating for your life is what I'm going to be really pushing on tonight.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now you were I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
But I was wondering. Okay, I can get you on the internet. Is there other ways this broadcast, is it shared with radio stations? Or is it just the internet is the only way you're able to get it?
Okay, right now on Genesis Communications, the internet is the only way that you can listen to USAPrepares.com, and that's from 10 o'clock Central to 11 o'clock. In the afternoons, we broadcast at a radio station called KWTO. AM 560. It's a it's probably the oldest station in this part of the Ozarks, and 1933 it was established, and we broadcast live out of that on AM and also over the internet. So
so the show can be shared with other radio stations.
If you're asking about this one, yeah, Genesis Communications is interested in sharing this.
Oh.
So if anyone wants it, all they have to do is contact Genesis Communications and ask them how they can get it for free. Yeah. Is that the question?
Yep, sounds good.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my
when you go
to
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, I really like that gibberish rejoiner. You know, Mike, in Maryland, the police are now giving away dollar bills to drivers with seatbelts. So it looks like they are leaning over, and if you're wearing your seatbelt and everyone in your vehicle is, they give you a dollar. But if you're not, guess what? You get a ticket. How would you react to let's talk about that for a second. How would you react to policeman standing there with a dollar bill in his hand as you approach him? What would you do?
Well, remember, I'm from Central America.
Right.
Now down there, that's what they do the same thing. They'll reach inside your car. Mm-hmm. And I would lean over, reaching inside your car, and but we're supposed to give them money. You know, so then you'll give them like, $5 or $2 or $3, something like that. And then you tell them, get McDonald's and a Coke and everything is good, And then now sometimes they'll get ugly. And then they'll say they like champagne.
Steak. What's that mean? $10? Does it mean $15?
Well, that's real, but not enough. So then you got to give them more. But if you do it first and you do it properly with a smile, being nice, kind of like what they're handing out that dollar, you know, you do it the same way to them. Mm-hmm. Well, then when they put the squeeze on you, and then you can look at them funny and say, "Well, hey, I've been being nice to you, and now you're putting a squeeze on me." Mm-hmm. So then that's the way you tip down in Central America. Now, United States, we all know is kind of different. So, the cops give out money here. I guess when you obey the law, you're okay. And if you're not going to obey the law, well, then I guess you give the money to the cop. I mean, no seatbelt. Maybe you're supposed to give them a dollar.
It's probably a lot more than that, because you're going to end up getting a ticket and you may even end up going to court, about that, seatbelt. But Mike, when I was approached by I approached a sobriety checkpoint another time, and it was dark, and it might have been 10:30 at night. I was coming back from an event in Virginia, and the police were shining their lights, and they had the police cars were up there, and there were plenty of police. I was probably outnumbered 10 or 15 to 1, and I just gave them a great big smile, and I kept my window up. And I waved to them and kept going.
Well, they
looked there like hands on their hips, like, what the heck happened?
Well, they probably thought you were an illegal and didn't understand what was going on. But that's what I do in Central America. I smile and drive right on through.
So let's talk about tipping in America. Mike, I've seen your tipping, and you have a different way of tipping from most people. And how would you describe that? Well, I'm talking about like if you're at a restaurant. Now we're talking about negotiating for your life here, mm-hmm. because what this does is if you're going to be a repeat visitor of that restaurant or a repeat guest or a patron, you plant the seed that you're somebody special, so they absolutely know who you are. And how do you do that?
Well, you can do it by leaving them a $100 bill. Mm-hmm. That's one way to do it. Mm-hmm. But in my way of life, it's a little expensive when you start doing it like that. Mm-hmm. So now I've been giving them a reasonable monetary tip, mm-hmm. the amount, and then I'd give them a copper coin, mm-hmm. and it's got pandas on it. Mm-hmm. So I'm Chinese, so then this kind of Chinese-looking coin. And I give that to them, and it really, really brings it to their attention, but that I think they're special.
Because they've never seen one before.
Well, yeah, and I'm giving this, and I'll probably never see them again. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, the same thing, you start by influencing the people on the bottom of the ladder. Mm-hmm. That's why here in the United States it's difficult to really bribe, is because you always have to bribe the guy way up on top of the ladder, and you have to give him lots of money. Mm-hmm. But normally in my way of life, you can do it on the lower part of the ladder with less money.
I'm holding in my hand a copper round, or copper token, a copper medallion that Mike gave me, and here it is. It's in the studio with me. It's right on the studio desk, and right next to that is a coin that Mike gave me. It's kind of a golden color. It's not gold, but it's a kind of a brass golden colored coin, about a little larger than a quarter, a little smaller than a half dollar. But I have both of these in the studio with me at all times. Why? Because they're special to me, because Mike Ma is special to me, and that's kind of the image that he leaves you with whenever you're around. He's such an interesting person, and he's unique in a lot of his attributes and characteristics that you want to be around him. And he makes you want to be around him because he's always smiling, he's always happy, but he's there to defend you and your back at all times if he's a friend.
Yeah, we're not all equal. You have good, strong points, and probably your strong points are going to be different than my strong points. And like I say, I'm kind of into violence, so then you don't have to worry about being robbed when I'm around.
Right.
And at the same time, when I'm with my accountant, I'm not worried about the IRS. I mean, he's protecting me from the IRS. So. And we're all at that same way at different levels. Mm-hmm. That's the way I see everyone. Everyone has something to offer, and I have something to offer to everyone else.
So as you travel, Mike, let's talk about some of the skills that you use that get you out of trouble. And well, let's just tell a story about you and your dog. Now, you travel all over the North and South America on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And you have some baggage that bags that are attached to your motorcycle. And it's heavy with all the things that you carry. You even carry a suitcase with a treatment table. What would you call that Hoi Chi table that
you use? Yeah, it's a massage table that I've had modified so I can do my my pain management treatments. Mm-hmm. And I'm able to find people. Everybody's got some kind of pain somewhere, and when they'll stop me, and I'll get off the motorcycle, and my dog's sitting on the motorcycle, and it's really entertaining to see the dog, and I'm going around to everybody, and poking on people, seeing if they got pain, and well, I got one or two behind me poking me with an AK-47. I think they're saying "Have a good day" or something like that. But eventually I find somebody that has some pain, and I'll take my table off the motorcycle and set it up underneath a shade tree and start working people over. And boy, I just made a whole bunch of friends.
So Mike, what we're talking about is it hasn't cost you anything additional to do this, just some time.
Yeah.
And here are guys that might have been interested in robbing you.
Yeah.
And now you don't understand that they're robbing you, and you're just kind of smiling and helping them and looking at them and saying, "Are you in pain? Because I can help you." Mm-hmm. And then you get these guys who have guns to lie on the table.
Yeah, lay the guns down, lay on the table, and we're ready to go. And one of the big benefits is everybody, like we're talking about in the States when we get stopped, everybody's being held up. Well, down there, after I get my message across, they stop robbing everybody, and everybody behind me gets to drive on by without getting robbed because everybody wants to get it treated. So.
But, so this is a class. This is how Mike Ma negotiates for his life, and he's also thinking about the people downstream. So he's not only interested in getting him through this mess that he just found himself in. He's interested in getting everybody else that's in the same mess out of there at the same time. So that's why we call this Negotiate for Your Life. Now, on the other side of this equation, Mike teaches how to defend yourself from home invasions.
Okay, and, now force is the thing. I've got the option. I can go either way. I would rather not.
And not go the force direction.
We don't want to go force because somebody's going to get hurt, and it won't be me. So then it kind of, that's what you got to get the point across. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I say I've worked with you on home invasions you were talking about. Yeah. Well, it's the same thing on home invasions. They already have their mind set up what they're going to do. They just don't realize what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do.
And class, if you're interested in seeing a little bit more about us on the website usaprepares.com, usaprepares.com. The local TV station did a little special about us survivalists, and it's KSPR. The news anchor is on from 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 10 o'clock weekdays, and she decided she would give up the 6 o'clock news to come spend time with us at our Friday meetup, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. Ziggy's is the restaurant, and the Lamplighter is a motel where the restaurant is. In Springfield, Missouri, downtown. So she spent some time with us, and she filmed us, and she filmed some of the meetup, and then she came to the expo, and they did 4.5 minutes special on us. So if you want to see what we look like, how we behave, you can just go to the website usaprepares.com, and there's a link that says Vincent Finelli on TV or something like that, and they talk about our followers, and And that's really an interesting term, because I heard the city manager use that on a broadcast yesterday. And he talked about Vincent's followers. Vincent doesn't have followers. We're all, everybody that I associate with is a leader. And we're just all going the same direction. Is that how you'd see it, Mike?
Absolutely right. And you can tell because they're all individual thinkers. I mean, every one of the instructors here, they have their own unique way of getting to, like you say, the common goal of self-reliance. And that's what it is. But they have their own special fields and their own particular ways of getting there.
Yeah, like Dr. Norman Shealy, who has not been on Genesis Communications with us yet. He's a medical doctor. He has several PhDs. And he's an author of, I think, over 28 books now on medicine. He's world famous. I'm going to bring him as one of our instructors onto Genesis Communications. He's on every Thursday with me on KWTO. And you'll get a chance to meet him. There is no... You can't tell Dr. Shealy what to do. It's impossible.
He's not a follower.
He's not a follower.
Definitely not a follower.
He's a general. Mike Ma, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're talking about negotiating for your life. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I got a chuckle just thinking about this, Mike. You know, we saved the best for last, the last segment of the broadcast today. You know, you, the easiest way for you to get from Central America to Missouri for the expos when you come up here and you spend, you know, 3 weeks, a month or so with us, you've got to fly. And you've got to go through TSA. And you have your own special procedure for going through TSA, and you've created something to really help speed the process for you. And class, please pay very close attention to this. You are not going to believe the way Mike Ma speeds the process through the Transportation Safety Administration. Mike, you have socks, special socks that you that you have for this?
Well, everybody, when they travel, you have a pillow or, you know, maybe a blanket, a sweater, or something that you take with you when you travel.
Right.
Okay, now I tried a new technique, and that's some holes in my socks. There's a bunch of holes in my socks, and these are the socks my wife just hates me to have. But, you know, I thought, well, I'll put them to use for flying.
So you have holes in your socks.
I have holes in my socks. Now, you got to remember, my wife doesn't come around me when we go through the security line at the airport. She's in a whole other line. She's way away from me.
Yeah.
And so I'm getting up there. I got to take everything out. And, you know, I always take about, you know, maybe three, maybe four of those trays I need to get all my junk out. But my whole life is in my backpack. And then so then after I do all that, the last thing I put up is my shoes. That's the last thing. Mm-hmm. So then I take my shoes off. I put them in there. And I hear these big old holes are in my socks. And then I look down and I'm real apologetic. And I'm sorry about this, but lately, you know, my fungus has been getting to be problematic, and so I'm trying to air it out a little more, and then maybe the fungus wouldn't be quite so bad. And I'm saying this nice and loudly, you know, so you know, everybody working there would hear it, and everybody behind me can hear it. And I say, I do all this with a straight face. And like I say, I'm really trying to get along. I'm trying to explain why, you know, nobody else got holes in their socks. Just me. Well, that's why, you know, maybe the air might help it out a little bit. And so that gets everybody happy for their trip.
So nobody wants to touch you.
No, it's not. And I won't go through that, you know, where you stand there and let them shoot. No. I make them touch me. So you wonder why everybody wears gloves that works down there? Well, you know, maybe everybody else won't admit it, but I say it right out loud, you know, what kind of stuff I have.
I don't know if this is legal to have this much fun on radio. So, Mike, just to be absolutely clear about this, you wear socks with holes in them, and then you apologize because it is to help alleviate your condition, this fungus condition that who knows.
Maybe it's a little worse now than what it used to be. You know, I mean, that's why I did it like that. I want no misunderstandings on what's going on.
So. You want to make sure that they know that they may get this condition.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I'm just saying they're trying to cover me. You know, it's not that I'm so poor or, you know, feel sorry for me or anything because of my holy socks. I mean, there's a medical reason for holy socks. Maybe I put a bracelet, one of the medical condition things, put it on my ankle, an ankle bracelet. You know, I need to do that.
Question.
I'll put that on there. I forgot. You got metal on you. Oh, yeah, I forgot. This is that metal condition. You know, I mean, I got a bad fungus. So. Stay away from that leg.
Mike Ma, if you want to meet him, he'll be at the Organic Festival at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds tomorrow from 10 to 10 to 6.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.